Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, thanks for coming out to the Improv Pantry. I'm Trisha, and I'm going to get things started. In a moment, I'll ask you for a suggestion of a word or a phrase, and then my team is going to do a series of scenes or monologues inspired by that phrase. Well, except for Rich, who only quotes Borat. But anyway, who has a phrase to get us started?
Betraying your boss, then leaving him to rot in space jail.
Oh, no.
Also, is that sweater really stage worthy?
Hang on, everybody. I have a personal matter to attend to. Guys, maybe start with that half-hour mirror exercise we've been working on. What are you doing here? Did you even pay the $5 cover charge?
He said he was gonna put 5 singles on stage and take one away each time he didn't laugh. Seemed kind of mean.
You remember Lincoln, don't you? He says you've met.
Yeah, hi. Look, I was gonna explore the planet and check back in with you, but then I found my true calling.
What, saying grape juice over and over again? That's what your teammates have been doing for 3 minutes now.
They're exploring and heightening the language. Look, I don't have to justify any of this to you. I have a show to do.
Yes, at the Improv Pantry. Is that where they keep the improv ingredients to make improv bouillabaisse?
I admit it, it's not the best theater, but Laugh Marathons and Comedy Fortress weren't auditioning. This is how you have to break into the biz.
What about your mission? We have a cross-dimensional broadcast to intercept and lie about.
Oh, and eventually infiltrate to launch a rescue mission.
Yes, and the thing Lincoln still thinks we're going to help with.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
No, we're not gonna?
Well, why not have a listen to remember what you walked away from? Lincoln, you have the portable relay?
Right here in my backpack, sir. Let me just power it up.
Well, hurry up. In a half an hour, we ask the audience for a trauma they barely survived, and then we sing a song about it.
No problem. Sit back or stand here in the lobby of what is clearly a failed falafel shop with 2 wobbly platforms and a dozen chairs, and enjoy the show.
It's always tough when we do these when we're actually walking. Hey, hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before,
Hey, Arnie, wait up. Saw you took 10 steps outside of the pub we were just at.
Yeah.
How you doing? Are we heading out?
Yeah. I thought everyone was with me. I thought we were going to be walking more.
Usador and I decided to give you a head start. Just because...
just so easy to catch up.
I left like 2 hours ago. Okay, yeah. Well, anyway, we're walking towards the center of Strong Island trying to find Strong Guy. What was I talking about?
Oh, you're doing the introduction.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to save my breath a little bit.
Here, why don't you... I'm going to turn into a giraffe here. Why don't you hop on my back?
Oh!
This is probably the best animal to traverse a jungle through, right? Giraffe? Hop on!
It's a lot. It's hard. I mean, your legs are very long. How am I even going to get up there?
Let me crane down my neck and scoop you up. Whoa. I just flipped you into a tree. Sorry! Sorry!
I'm in a tree! Hey!
Oh, well.
Do your intro!
Hey! Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before,
I'll float him down here.
Everything you need to know. About 5 years and 7 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift to this splinter in my
Follow
finger.
Follow me this way.
And I use it to upload a podcast I record
and
every
I'm just
week.
Turn into a borse. That's a half badger, half horse. Hop on my back now.
No, look weird.
I look weird?
Chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. And I am joined, as always, by my freaky weird looking buddy.
Hold on. I'll be a hadger. Now I'm half horse, half badger.
It's still weird.
So you're a merman on top and a horse on bottom?
That's not... How'd you get that?
Oh,
fuck. Now I understand what's his name was going through.
I just like it when you're my adorable badger buddy.
Okay. There. I turned into a 20-foot badger.
Duh.
Let me pick you up, put you on my shoulder, and off we go.
It's kind of cool. Also, I mean, we're on this island of crazy strong warriors. Like, I guess it makes you fit in more if you're a giant badger.
Mm-hmm.
But
my voice is booming.
Yeah. Isidore, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm excellent. I'm just looking forward to getting to the center of Strong Guy Island, where we will meet Strong Guy himself. Right before we left, I saw Weak Guy, and I said, we're going to find Strong Guy. And he said, good luck, wink.
Isidore, you just keep running into Weak Guy.
Can I say something? I think you're running into Wink Guy.
Oh, is that Wink Guy?
Yeah, everything he says, he ends with a wink.
Oh, maybe I did hear that wrong.
Also, and I don't know if this is something you're open to, I sort of think Weak Guy's into you.
You think so?
I think so. I think he's putting out a lot of signals, and gosh, it would be bad to misconstrue those. So I think it's good to just kind of like...
Oh, did you meet Misconstrue?
No, who's Misconstrue?
Misconstrue. Oh, she was great. Oh. Nice little lady at the bar.
Oh, okay.
Everything she does, she...
is magic. I hate to say this, and this is normally not the kind of thing I would say, because it's kind of disrespectful, but everything she does turns me on.
Hmm. Wow, Arnie, you're being very straightforward.
I know, it's tragic. My love for her goes on.
My love life is already so complicated. Between Gurm Crust and Jinlevia the Red, I can't get involved with Wink Guide right now.
Yeah, I feel the same way. My husband blew up at our wedding.
Yeah,
I feel like we all have similar love lives, right?
Yeah, but you know, Usador, you've had relationships with a bunch of strong women. Why not try having a relationship with a weak guy?
Ooh.
I'm not sure what you're going for there.
I don't know either. Just opposites.
Hmm. All right. Well, soon the wizards must have a council, and if I show up there dating anyone, Jinlevia will be furious with me.
Oh, did you just mimic Jinlevia?
No.
Do that again. Did you just do her laugh?
No, I didn't do it. I said I didn't do it.
Oh, can we finally hear our listeners?
What is going on?
What is
this
that?
Because I'm 20 feet tall? Let me shrink back down to normal size. Oh, sorry, Arnie, I should have dropped you off first. Sorry.
Ugh.
That was a straight fall down.
Shh, I sense something in the jungle, in the depths.
Okay.
Wait, you sense something? It's the voice you've heard, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, we all hear it, Isidore.
I know, but...
You're not overly perceptive.
But there's something more to it. Some deep hidden power.
All right, all of us, back to back to back.
Reveal yourself, stranger.
Start to circle as we triangle each other's backs while holding podcast equipment.
You? Over here.
Oh.
Hello, gentlemen.
Oh, my.
Oh, hello.
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 Well, well, well. How the mighty have shown up on Strong Guy Island.
Oh, thank you.
That's positive.
Is it?
Can't tell if she's being sarcastic, but thank you.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangelic, the dwarves know me as Zorunhuk Stangis, and I am known in the northeast as Gaswanius Maystar, but here upon Strong Guy Island I am known as... Wizard Man.
Yeah, and my name is Shunt, and I'm a Bifbafter. I'm sorry. My name is Chunt. I'm a shapeshifter. I'm sorry, I'm a little out of sorts. I'm also known as Night Shift.
Hi, I'm Arnie. I'm from another world, and I'm willing to discard my secondary name.
So you're three weirdos.
She gets us.
She's beautiful.
Yes, Arnie, this girl is hot.
Girl? I'm sorry. I think I'm a woman.
This woman is way hot.
Yeah, well, guys, let's be a little more respectful about this. Like, she is very, very attractive.
Young lady, what is your name?
I think you mean old woman. You're welcome.
Somewhere in between. I'm She Said, one of the few women on this island.
Wait, that's what she said?
That's what my name is.
She Said.
That's the fellow who plays third base.
I'm asking you!
He played his cards right. What about you?
I don't have any cards. Arnie, do you have any cards?
I don't have any cards.
Hey, come here.
Whoa, she just dipped into the forest. Let's follow her.
Oh, wait, hey, quick, follow me.
Off the beaten path. Off the beaten path.
Guys.
Where'd she go? Where'd she go? She said. She said.
That's
she said.
What.
She said.
That's what.
She said.
That's what. Oh, you found me down at my river pond.
Is it a river or pond?
It's a river pond.
Huh, it's circular, but it goes on for quite a while.
Can it be both?
Why have you lured us here?
I didn't lure anybody anywhere. Everybody can do what they're free to do.
Oh,
you didn't lure
true.
Us here, so we're off the hook. Why am I talking like this?
Laura's my sister.
How alluring.
She is, but she's also kind of dying. We all are, the women on this island.
What?
There's too many men, and they're all too strong.
Oh, kind of dying? Can we kind of help?
Yes, if you're dying, I want to assist you. I'm a great and powerful wizard.
You all have fingernails, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, kind of claws, but yeah.
Then you're all kind of dying, too.
What?
Hey, guys, sorry. I don't run. What did I miss?
This is my river pond.
River pond?
Have Why don't you take those clothes off and jump in?
Oh, I don't do that. Also, I got a sword through me. I couldn't get this shirt off.
I
haven't taken this
ask.
Shirt off in a long time, even before the sword.
Also, we weren't lured here. This was your choice.
Okay.
Yeah, just so we're clear.
Yeah.
How are we dying because of our fingernails?
We're dying because of our fingernails?
Hold, calm down. But
well,
yes.
That's a dead part of the body. Pretty soon it'll spread and we'll all be dead, so why don't we have a little fun along the way?
I think what She Said is saying is that,
Yes, please, translate what I've said to the other men.
Is that everyone's dying a little bit all of the time.
There you go.
Oh, that's what she said.
That's what she said.
That's what she meant.
Oh, is this She Meant here?
She Meant.
It's pretty hard ground. That's She Meant?
It's drying, but yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna write my name in here. Do-do-do-do. Arnie, if you ever see She Meant, write your name in it. It's fun.
She said, we are on a very important quest, and we must find an artifact that the Dark Lord wants.
Artifact. Sorry, alone.
That the Dark Lord needs to complete his evil plan, and to do so, we're trying to form an alliance with Strong Guy.
I hear a lot of, here's what we're trying to do, and here's what we think we might do. Well, why don't you do it?
Well, we were doing our best, but along the way here...
Oh, but all the obstacles we've run into along the way.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, all you men are the same. Strong men, weak men, wink men, every man. Oh, this and that happened to me. Well, guess what? I've got an asshole just like all of you.
Guys, I think she hates us. Well, I have two assholes, and so does he.
That's right.
Interesting.
Well, every wizard has two buttholes. It's a well-known fact from a long time ago.
She said, you seem slightly upset with us. Did we do something to offend you?
Nobody's done anything to offend me. I'm just me. I'm just the way I am. It's just me. I'm just obscene.
Oh,
wow. Oh, and on the over there across the river pond, is that a... she said, is that a man cave over there?
Oh, that's actually a who man's cave. Whose man's in there right now? You'd have to go over and knock to find out.
Who's
There's
man?
Always one in there.
Whose man?
Whose man? One of the mans that goes in there.
That's a fellow's name.
Some of them.
Hmm.
But have you seen Strong Guy? We must find our way to him.
Have I seen Strong Guy? Yeah, I think I've seen Strong Guy.
You have?
I've been living on Strong Guy Island my whole life.
Well, do you...
He's dated every single one of us. If we have two nipples and an asshole and are not a man, he's dated us.
So he's got a type.
Shave and an asshole. Two nips.
Absolutely. We sing that all the time. Me and the gals come down to the river pond sometimes, and we swim all alone when the Who's Man's Cave is empty.
Who's Man Cave?
That one right over there. You're looking at it.
Do you mind? And I am so sorry to sort of dig into your personal life, but what was it?
Oh, dig in.
What was it like to date Strong Guy?
Would you believe that the strongest man on this whole Strong Island is still just that, a man? A strong man, sure, but every man has their weakness.
Oh, what's his weakness?
He's got an interesting situation.
Okay.
In his brain.
In his brain?
If you stab his brain, does he die?
Is that his weakness? For most of us, yeah.
Oh.
I think that works for most of us. Try stabbing mine. I won't let you, but you can try.
He's got an interesting situation in his brain, so... Brain cancer?
I would say his brain's all scrambled and jumbled, and it might have to do with the muscles. I don't want to say more because I haven't dated any one of you. The only time I tell secrets is when I'm dating someone.
Do you want to be dating us or not?
Get out of here! Why would you ask that? How dare you?
You sell secrets? She said sells secrets on the river pond shore?
She said sells whatever she said wants to sell. And right now I'm out of plum everything except for tales and twiddles and rhymes.
Oh, I love plum-favored stuff.
Guys, my brain doesn't run either.
A lot of you strong men, and I would include you in this.
Well, thank
Earth man,
you.
That's extremely generous.
Scrumbled up in the head.
We're all scrumbled up in the head?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, you know what? I'll say it. You're all scrumbled up in the head. Ooh. If I were in charge of this island, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd fold it all up and throw it in the trash and start over.
Wow. What would your new island be like?
Oh, it'd be full of paths.
Huh? Like the one we were on that you met us on?
Oh, yes, but more. And some of them would be labeled with a red circle, or some of them would be a blue triangle. And then we might have chairs that would float you up to the top of the paths, and then you could sort of slide back down to get to the paths again.
That sounds nice. I like
that idea. It's a dream, but I don't have the resources. I mean,
it sounds nice, unless you got to do that every day to get to work.
I'm sensing you don't like effort.
No, she gets me.
It's a terrifying thing once she said starts to understand. Oop, diving into the river pond.
Whoa. She jumped so high and didn't make a splash when she entered.
Hey, well, there was a little bit of a sound.
What?
I was just giving our editor something to do.
I didn't say there wasn't a sound. I said she didn't make a splash.
Oh, but it made a sound.
What was the sound? I missed it.
It was this sound.
Whoa!
Whoa! Wow, her hair just like...
Whipped back.
Whipped back, and there was a cascade of water. It was almost like she did it slightly in slow motion.
Yes, I felt time slow down as well. Do you have time-altering powers?
No, but I do sing a few songs that drive the men wild.
I'd love to hear one.
You would love to hear one. Well, you can't just demand me to sing a song. I'll sing when I'm darn well ready.
Once
the Who's Man Cave is empty, because I don't know who's in there right now, and whoever it might be would come out and steal my song, and then that's the end of me.
Oh. She said, I don't want to take this opportunity away from you. Would you mind describing for our listeners what you look like?
Thank you. First of all, these things you're carrying around, they capture sound, they capture souls, what are they?
Oh, yeah, these are recording. This is for a podcast, I suppose. Would you mind signing this release?
Well, give me a pen.
Here you are.
I don't want it to end in is. I've been tricked by that before. Strong Guy himself offered me a pen is, and I said, I don't want one. I want a regular pen.
Here's a quill. That will work.
Wait, would you mind writing again?
Why, sure. What do you want me to say? Some sort of poem? Here we go.
She sort of draws like a character in a Mario game talks.
Now read it. Read the poem I wrote you.
I can't read. Wait, that's what it says.
What did you think? You fall for it, Badger Man?
I guess so. I mean, if someone can't read, can they write?
I think since she said believes our brains are all scrimble scrambled, if she just writes down some scrimble scramble, our brains are able to turn it into words.
Wait, I think I know what's going on. She can't read, but she can write. Write is wrong. Wrong song. She doesn't want
now
to sing
ring-a-ding-dong. Ding-ding-dong, and everybody knows it's time for the siren song. Whoop, whoop, wheel, 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 come onto the water. Wheel, 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 it's me time.
Wow, that was amazing. Wonderful.
Wow, wow, thank you for singing.
Did you notice that you're all in the water now?
Whoa. Oh, I didn't.
Even you, Arnie.
I know, and I usually don't move at all.
Well, I didn't expect to get wet from that song, but I sure did.
That's what she said.
That's what she what? Does.
You said you didn't want to get wet, or yes. you didn't mean to get wet.
Get yes. wet.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I didn't expect to get wet from that song.
That's what she said.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Why are you saying that?
No,
these
I'm just...
waters are full of a merry potion that makes everyone exceptionally fun.
Oh, ooh, merry potion! I once had a nanny named Merry Potions.
Really?
Yes.
How what did she sing?
She used to sing a fork full of saline. Help.
What does that help with?
Huh?
What is a fork? What is that good
fork
for?
Fork full of saline helps the potatoes go down. Because sometimes
go down what?
Go down your gullet.
Oh.
Don't ask Strong Guy about his gullet. He's very sensitive about it.
Oh, sensitive gullet.
Don't ask Strong Guy about his gullet.
Can I ask, how does that even come up in the first place?
Well, I said, don't you want some warm pies down your gullet? And he got very silent for 12 weeks. You know, he said that a lot. He said that.
Why is that? What? Why would he say that?
You said warm pie down the gullet? Come on.
What?
That's what she said.
Why would she say that?
That's what I did.
What?
And then he went silent for 12 weeks.
I don't know. This merry potion is making me say weird things.
That's what I said.
Normally, everything I say makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no sense in these waters. Very little sensibility.
Oh, I found I've just realized that from the bar that we were at, I packed a little muffin. Let me just dive face first into this muffin.
That's maybe that's not that
fun. Huh?
You really?
Just
how
eating...
is that muffin dry as a bone? That doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem right. What magic do you possess? What wetsuit are you wearing? You look naked to me.
That's what she said?
Usador, what the fuck?
I don't know.
Usador.
How dare you?
Disgusting.
Trying to figure out what this is.
Ugh, disgusting.
I was supposed to marry Strong Guy, you know.
Oh. What happened?
Well, we were betrothed for weeks. He would come visit me every now and then. And I would say to him, do you still want this? Do you still want to be here with me?
Mm-hmm.
So you were supposed to marry him, and then you were betrothed for weeks.
We were betrothed for weeks. It turned into months. It turned into one single year. And he said to me, she said, I can't have you taking credit for my strength. I have to be a strong guy on my own. And if I ever were to choose a woman, if I ever choose to be weak, I would come back to you. And he banished me to the forest.
Oh.
Too beautiful to taunt any other man, but now I have three, and I'm taunting them quite well, don't you think?
Oh, I do. But that was quite cruel of him to cast you out like that.
That's something a man of strength has to do. We women wouldn't understand, I guess.
I disagree wholeheartedly. I think a truly strong man would welcome a strong woman in his life.
Yeah. I told Strong Guy, I said, how about this? How about we take two dumps right next to each other, and then we try to decide who's the strongest man's dump, and that was it for me.
That took a turn. Wait a second.
And you said 1 year in? That's pretty intimate for 1 year in.
So wait, you suggested
this. No, I'm
this.
Game. Let's all take a shit.
No, wait, hold on. Usador, no.
I can have my robes.
Wait, this is no time for an aqua loaf. She said, you suggested this, and then immediately were like, that's it. I've met my limit. Just from you suggesting that you take shits next to each other?
I said I want to take a big shit out in the woods, and I want to put it down. I want to invite the people from the island to come and look and say, who's the man's shit? Whose shit is the man's? And I guess at the time I got a little aggressive with him because he said he didn't want to see me anymore, and he banished me to the jungle, and... Though this is the only river pond I have.
Wow, I have maybe a dumb question. If a woman shits in the woods, can you hear it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Someone does
I
hear
should
it.
Say.
Oh,
Usador.
Jaza.
Well,
what are you trying to make a some sort of hot tub or something?
Yes, I'm trying to heat things up in here. I'm just having fun.
Oh, two turds.
Two turds diverged in a wood. And I chose the one that was smaller and more womanly, apparently.
I mean, of the two choices, I guess that's better.
But I wanted to win. Someday I have dreams of growing big and strong and, I don't know, slicing all my hair off and gluing it to my face and saying, face me, strong guy. Face me and take a dump.
Huh.
Hmm.
Then I could be the strong guy, and it could be my island, and I could fold it up and make it into some kind of place where people put big, long piles of wood on their feet and then slide down the hills and then ride back up the seats.
I don't know how to feel about this. I mean, on the one hand, I do not agree with the status quo, but on the other hand, I'm not sure you're suggesting a better option.
It's okay to pee in here, by the way.
Oh, I've been
I don't know if I mentioned
yeah,
it.
Yeah, oh, I've been. Yeah, yeah, I've been.
Oh, sure. I mean, yeah. We're in water.
Well, and it's a river pond, too. It's not... You cannot pee in the Who Man's cave.
Oh, are you sure?
Who Man's cave?
You physically cannot. You can try, but it's Ooh. Like someone, you know, just pinched it shut.
Oh, no.
Whatever you've got.
Whatever I've got?
Whatever anyone's got if you try to pee in that cave. Shitting's fine. I go in there all the time, and yeah. I've invited Strong Guy to come in there with me, and he won't do it.
So what if you're peeing as you're entering the cave?
Interesting question. It turns to dust and stops.
The pee?
Yes, inside and outside of your body. It's dangerous.
That sounds bad.
I saw a toad do it once, and then it, you know, sort of filled up like a balloon and floated away. And I was the only one around. I was looking around like, did anyone else see this?
That's unpleasant.
You're telling me.
What's stopping you from challenging Strong Guy again now? He's banished you out here. You certainly have...
He's got watchers for me. Whenever I approach his lair, the watchers come out and sort of gently usher me away like I'm crazy or something, like I'll do something, like I'll just shit somewhere and no one can stop me.
He has watchers just waiting for you? Some Weight Watchers?
They do other things, yes, okay. But mostly they wait and watch, and some of them are waiting, watching for me, and some of them are... You know, the tax collectors.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
The royalty owners.
The royalty owners.
The royalty owners. Yes, they own kings and queens all over this fair universe.
Yeah,
and,
paying royalties is the worst.
It's the worst.
Huh.
They accompany them to the castle. They try to give them tours, and Strong Guy's not about it.
Oh, so we're actually on our way to see Strong Guy, as we mentioned. I'm so sorry.
Good luck!
Can we circle back a little bit to, you said
Strong Guy? Yeah, you're in the water. You can circle anywhere you'd like.
You said Strong Guy has a weakness in his brain?
Well, he gets all scrambled up and backwards around, but yes, there's also a tooth in his brain.
Oh. He has a brain toother? Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a toother.
Yeah, he thinks his brain's flat ever since that tooth got put in there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But if someone could draw it out, I think he'd either become the strongest man in the world or the weakest. I never got close enough to try. I was too hung up on my own shit.
Hmm.
You are a little hung up on your own shit.
Well, I think it could be just like a man, so big and bold and brown.
I hate to go here, but I feel like it's gonna happen. Should we watch?
Sure, I'll take my top off.
No.
Wait. No one said that. What the fuck, Arnie?
Whoa, hey, here.
Perv.
I am not a pervert. I was just going to suggest we watch her take a shit.
It's not about you. It's about Strong Guy. What, you want me to go up to any person that you've ever been with and say, oh, just shit for me. Shit.
I'm sorry, you're right. That's a
shit
very...
Shit monkey and clap your circles.
That's a very intimate act, and I do apologize.
But maybe if we spent a year together, I'd show you the whole thing.
I don't have that kind of time.
Yes, we were on a very...
You show me the whole thing?
Yeah, I'd let you get down at a good angle.
We're on a very desperate, desperate mission. We must capture this artifact before the Dark Lord does.
If you separate the cheeks, it'll never squeak.
Could I spend a year here?
Well, you contemplate, and we're going to take a quick break while we all take a quick...
So it would be 5 years and 6 weeks. So if I came back in 6 years and 6 weeks.
Think of it, Arnie. We could just shit and hold hands and lay down and eat food and shit again.
I've had worse offers.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move.
fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Okay, well, she said, and can I ask, and I'm sort of, I feel the interviewer in me coming out a little bit.
What did you call this thing we're on?
This is a podcast. It's one of the most, popular.
You said one of the most respected mediums? Yeah. You said barely anyone can do it?
Yeah. No, I mean, honestly, I mean, I don't know how many there are now, but when I left... There were probably only like a million podcasts. Mm.
I sometimes throw pods. I cast them into the river pond and then see if they grow into anything.
Do they?
That's a blade of seagrass. If I ever saw one.
Huh.
Right behind you.
You need so better beautiful. Analytics.
Well, you know what's interesting is I've actually been to a lot of scientists around here, these creation science mans, and they say that it's actually impossible to track how many pods grow from the casts inside the river because there's so many different pods that you can cast in different ways, and then it's hard to track them, so...
Yeah. It's hard to know if they cast it the whole way or they just started to cast it and stopped.
Or if they plucked it up and threw it away and said, I'm never going back.
But she said, and can I ask you, is she short for anything?
No.
Sheila? Oh, you said no.
No. Is said short for anything?
She said dead.
She said dead?
That's when I get my final name is when I die. That's supposed to be my full name, but I'm not there yet. But I'm getting closer every moment. Tick tock, tick tock.
Wow. Are you any relation to Wright Said Dead?
Oh, yes. Wright Said Dead was my great uncle.
Oh, he's famously from lore, very sexy.
Too sexy too for this sexy. Island. Yeah. He got booted right off. Strong guy doesn't like anyone being sexier than him.
Ooh.
Probably why he had a problem with me.
Do you mind if I interview you a little bit?
I haven't spoken to another soul since Who-Man went into the He-Man, Who-Man cavern.
Huh, it shows.
Yeah. Thank you so much. How dare you, actually. You know what? I'm offended. All right, ask your questions.
And I'm sorry. I was very forward before.
Your friend got me all rankled up. Now ask me some questions.
He does that.
Can you ask her to put her top back on?
Usador, what the fuck?
You know, I would have put it back on if you would have asked me, but now that you're not, I'm just going to hoist them up higher. Look at my eyes, then look at these.
Usador, her tits are down there.
You're right, I'm sorry.
I guess, and this is a little awkward now. I was going to ask you about your childhood.
That's a little awkward?
I mean,
but we all took baths.
Yeah, and you know what? She's decided that this is how she wants to be. That's all right.
That's a fun nickname, She's.
She's, hey.
Hey.
Yeah, can I just ask, like, what was your childhood like?
Well, I had 3 sisters and 9 brothers.
Oh.
So I'm She Said. Then there's Lure.
Mm-hmm. Is there a He Said?
There's a He Said, but we're not twins. We always tell people. And then there's She Bled. She died, unfortunately.
No. Did she bleed out?
No, actually, she was hit by a tree that was chopped down and rolled down the hill. And she bled, but she dead also. And that's who I will be one day, and we'll all meet up again.
When did she get this name? Like,
oh, right when she was born.
Oh,
I'm sorry to hear that.
This island is an island of absolutes.
So she dead.
She dead. But then my 8 brothers are all named Brian, other than he dead. Other than He Said. He Said would love to be He Dead. We all would, but, you know.
Can I just say I'm so sorry that 2/3 of your family is Brian dead?
Thank you.
I'll keep them all in my thoughts.
I'm sure you won't, but thank you for saying so.
And what were or are your parents like?
My parents, well, they flew away.
They flew away?
After they had their allotted number of children on this island, they weren't strong enough or pretty enough or handsome enough or anything to stay. So they grew their wings and flew to the island of misfit boys.
Were they deadbeats?
Or perverts?
Their wings were dead beating against the sky.
Oh.
Will you ever grow wings?
If I ever became hideous, sure.
Well, it seems unlikely.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Look at my tits again.
All right.
There now, what's your next question? I've calmed the wizard. That's what the men do in the Who-Man's cave.
That's what you
do. Gosh, I'm sorry. It's hard for me.
You really aren't much of a swimmer. You're just sort of standing against a rock, but you're still acting like you're treading water for days.
I know. I feel like I'm mentally treading water.
Welcome to being a woman on this island.
Oh, thank you. Am I an honorary woman on this island?
Arnie, what are you doing?
Let's just say this. You have some kind of tooth in your head right now.
Probably.
It's the tooth. The tooth of what I'm saying.
Oh.
Does the tooth hurt?
Yeah. Everywhere I go is, let's dance around for us, you know. Don't take a shit, but be cute. It's like, well, what if I want to take a shit? What about then?
Let's turn that pain into art. Tooth in comedy.
Now, we've met some powerful female warriors. We met Orca just last week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, please, print out your resume of women you've met. This is what you all do.
Yeah, you should put away your binder of women. This isn't a good look. What we meant to say is we want to hear...
I understand that, and I appreciate it.
We found that most people on this island have gone on quests or, have arch nemeses or anything. Do you have any arch nemesis, or have you been on any quests, either solo or with your family or with a strong guy?
I went on a quest to Strong Gal Island.
Ooh.
And it was bliss. There was just one man for every six women. And we just pushed them around and we laughed and danced and we said, we'll have all the jobs and there's more of us. And you know what? It was fun for a weekend, but it wasn't really sustainable. We found out at the end it was better to just be nice.
How did you find that out?
Well, we all sort of, we had our meetings at the end of every day. We said, the first couple days, wasn't it fun pushing all the men around and making them feel bad? And then, about day three or four, a few of us had fallen in love. And then, that sort of led to deeper emotions and realizing that everybody's got their own sort of different soul. And then we felt bad.
Oh.
And I just came back here, and I didn't learn any lasting lessons, but a lot of them did, and one of them is President of the Clouds.
Huh. Oh. President of the Clouds?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm having a hard time knowing whether any of this is possible.
Isn't anything?
You don't know,
you're running
Soraya?
A podcast in a magical land. Isn't anything possible?
I guess you're right. Anything is possible.
I've met Soraya, the President of the Clouds.
Oh!
Soraya Skyla.
Uh-huh.
What about her sister, Soraya Sis?
Soraya Sis. It's a bummer for her that she's always got to have that name tagged on because, it's like everybody, your sister's president of the clouds. What are you doing? Veterinarian. Which is impressive in its own right, but not when your older sister's president of the GD clouds.
Yeah, that's tough.
The Gilly Dilly clouds.
Oh, the Gilly Dilly clouds.
Yeah.
It's hard when, a sibling or a family member accumulates a lot of power.
Sure.
And then
it is.
You're kind of living in their shadow, as it were.
Can make you feel like a little wisp of a woman.
I zephyred that.
I don't have one.
You know what? And that's the first thing. If you're able to admit that, then you're able to defeat Strong Guy.
If you're not...
Because he can't admit any weakness at all.
Oh, and that's a weakness in itself.
Absolutely it is.
Well, this is...
Pride.
I guess I want to be honest. This is kind of awkward.
You're the second strongest man I've ever seen in my life.
That can't be right.
That sounds wrong.
Well, her eyes are broken. Let's
move
on.
This has got to be evidence that something's wrong
I
here.
Say anything.
Look.
Wait, you say anything?
I say anything.
And
some of it's good and some of it's rot.
In her eyes, there's something wrong.
In my eyes, there's light, there's heat. Hold on, I am complete. That was true. Okay, yes, another song. Wow, you got one out of me.
1,000 Narnies.
We're
what's a Narnie?
And Arnie is
the absence of being Arnie is a Narnie?
Yeah.
So when you leave, I'll be dating a Narnie.
Is my nemesis Narnie?
Narnie?
Ooh, I got chills when you said that. I don't like that. Look at my nipples. They're stark. Two peas in the woods.
I probably shouldn't play another character. That just wouldn't work.
What are you talking about?
Never mind.
I think what Arnie was trying to say before is we're actually trying to form an alliance with Strong Guy.
Yeah, we're not here.
Oh,
to
that's right. That's
but,
right.
But you're talking
to the wrong gal. I'd love to see him fall.
But perhaps she said is onto something. If we defeat Strong Guy instead of forming an alliance with him, maybe we will take his power from him.
All you men just want the Strong Guys to like you. Well, guess what? The Strong Guys don't even like themselves.
Oh,
good.
Damn. Ain't that the tooth?
You're saying that's why they don't like themselves, because of the tooth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they don't like the tooth, they don't like themselves. If you can learn to love the tooth and work around it, well, that might be something.
She said, would you consider helping us defeat Strong Guy?
Would we consider it? Sure.
It's considerate of you to ask, but really all I'm interested in is marrying a man who will shit next to me and let the town come and vote on whose shit looks more masculine.
Huh.
Oh, so you'll let the whole town watch your shit, but not us.
Not watch. I want the... Because they can't... If they watch, then they'll know. And I want it to be based entirely on the turd alone.
Sure.
Have you met Kraptor?
Yes. Oh, yes. Kraptor and I just... We always get... Wild.
And you never considered marrying Kraptor?
I'm sorry. Have you ever considered marrying a dog?
Damn.
Yes?
Oh, Dogtor?
No, Dr. Dogtor is evil. Everyone knows that. I despise evil.
I'm not compatible with a Kraptor. It's not legal.
Oh, all right.
Knock, knock. Kraptor coming for a spontaneous visit.
Oh, Kraptor, look, I've got friends, and none of them will take their clothes off but me.
Oh, my lack of ears are burning.
What do you think of my men?
You know, I met them at the bar a couple weeks ago.
Oh, well, give me your takes. Point at them and give me your takes, your hot barbecue-ass takes that you always do.
All right, I wouldn't shit on him, I wouldn't shit on him, but I would shit on him.
Yes, I would shit on him, too.
No, he almost asked. Takes, but no takes.
Also, I've got to be honest, I've got a little bit of a cold. That's why I think my voice has changed.
I'll tell you what, I think mine started a little different and got a lot more vaudevillian. Isn't that one of the places on this island, Vaudeville?
Vaudeville, yeah, Vaudeville.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
I got a little Vaudeville back there, I'll tell you something. Do-do-do-do-do-do, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
She said, did you just bring us to this river pond because you knew Kraptor was coming to visit and you wanted to make him jealous?
No, Kraptor and I are very, very good friends.
Oh, yeah, just friends.
We're just friends, nothing more.
Kraptor would love it, I'll be honest with you. I've zoned him in an area in which he's only my friend.
Yeah, but I've come to respect it and I don't push it.
Absolutely, but he knows if my life ever falls apart, guess who's going to come running?
To help.
What?
To help.
Okay.
Help her get her life back together.
I've got
my own inner life. I've got my own stuff going on.
Kraptor, we're not going to interview you.
I'm starting to sound like trash.
We're not going to interview you.
Crap.
You know Trash the Kobold?
No, I'm just saying my voice sucks.
Stop. So don't say that about yourself.
You don't know Trash the Kobold, but you're starting to sound like him.
Kraptor. No, I'm starting to sound like garbage.
Oh, Kraptor's, I'm so sorry. I misunderstood.
His big fantasy that he has is that one day I'll accidentally almost die and so will he, and then we'll kiss and it'll be like, oh, it was a human the whole time and now we can be together, and then all of Kraptor's little, you know, shitty trinkets around his house that come to life periodically will also turn into humans, and I'm like, it's not gonna happen.
Literally shitty trinkets.
Kraptor and I love crafting with our shit.
Crafting.
Oh, boy. What to do with all this?
Look, I've never shared this before, but...
With even me?
With even you.
Oh!
I really kind of only have one dream, and I can't rest until I find it. Someone to lay down next to, hold hands, take a shit. And then this part is weird, but invite the whole village over to vote on whose shit is smaller.
Hmm.
That's your dream?
That's my dream.
But you know that's what I always say my dream is with Strong Guy.
Oh,
I've told you that.
Is that where I'm getting
How
that
from? How
dare
you? Yes, that's where you're getting it. He always does this, Isidore. He always does.
He's trying to worm his way into your brain.
No,
he's trying to bite his way into my brain.
You know, it's one of those things where, you know, you hear an idea and then you think about it and then later it pops out of your own brain.
In front of my friends that I made that you said were your friends?
I didn't say they were my friends. I said I wouldn't shit on him.
Okay, I wouldn't shit on him, but I would shit on him. Very good.
Well, I'm sorry. I gotta go, as my mother always
as
said.
As usual.
As your mother always said, I gotta go?
No, as my mother always said, Kraptor, you only have so much to offer a conversation. Bye-bye.
Bye, Kraptor.
By the way, that's my catchphrase.
Your catchphrase is bye-bye?
No, that whole thing that led up to it, I think, is his catchphrase.
I changed my mind. I would shit on him.
You know, I love Craptor, but I hate Craptor.
It sucks that he said the bye, went into the jungle, and is clearly just peeping behind those leaves.
Oh, he always does.
Hi, Craptor. We still see you.
Craptor makes me nervous. I can't
go away,
speak
Craptor.
When he's around.
Yeah, Arnie, you were just looking at him in
just
terror.
Dead
you
quiet.
Understand, though.
Well,
like,
he said he would shit on me.
And there's no chemistry between us. It's I'm a woman, and I need a man.
No, you don't need a man.
Thank you.
I mean,
good
if
answer.
You want a man, great.
Would you like to hang out here for about another year and then shit with me?
I am weirdly invested in seeing you shit now, and I don't know how to feel about that.
Arnie, are you shitting on her?
Are you shitting me?
I shit you not.
I mean, this quest might be easier if we didn't have to drag Arnie along.
I agree. I feel like I indulge him a little too much, but I 100% agree.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but we've had year-long stretches of this episode where we haven't accomplished anything more important than seeing someone take a dump.
Oh, yep. We'd have fun along the way. I could show you the whole island. I could take you to Strong Guy eventually.
Oh, that'd be great. I mean, she said you're all that, but we do need to get to Strong Guy.
But I'm not that bag of chips. I understand. I'm nobody's bag of chips. I'm just a big old pile of shit.
I don't think that's true. I think you just haven't found the right person yet. And even if you didn't find the right person, you're already an incredibly dynamic and interesting person.
Nice try. What are you, Craptor's little brother?
Oh, are you Craptor's little brother?
No, no, absolutely not.
I mean, we could add that to the game.
No, it isn't. It won't be.
She said, do you have
listener,
any...
it might
no,
be.
No, it's not. It definitely is not.
She said, you've told us a lot about Strong Guy, and we wholeheartedly appreciate that. Do you know... I, like I said, everyone has an arch nemesis, apparently, on this island. Do you know Skullmaster at all?
Oh, yes. Skullmaster was my tutor.
Oh.
For years.
Oh, wait a second. Are you...
old?
I guess we... I would not.
Arnie, what the
say
fuck?
That. No! No! Look, I was just going to say, we're on Strong Guy Island, so I guess we assume that everyone here is a hero, but, like, are you a
I'm
villain?
Oh, I'm bad, yes.
You're a villain. I got to say, it's kind of refreshing.
You know, it takes you this long to find out the woman who's begging you to let her shit next to you is a villain? Really?
Well, we don't kink shame.
How many teeth do you have in your brain?
That's a good question.
You have declared yourself as evil, and now I must stand against you as a force of light and goodness. You must take up arms to protect yourself against the might and the wrath of Usador.
There's only one way to settle this, Usador. A shitting competition.
I'm into it.
Let's do it.
He already let two out of the chamber.
Hide your eyes. Everyone has to hide their eyes.
Oh, sure.
Hey,
my eyes
Crasher,
are
turn around.
I'm not here.
Look at that shit-eating grin.
Wait, it looks like when Craptor left, he dropped this book. Looks like he's doing some genealogy.
Oh, he's,
No, he isn't.
He's working on genies?
Come on, Usador, let's go in the Who Man's cave and take a shit.
Let's go.
So, what do we do while they're out over there doing a shitting competition?
I mean, do we listen?
I guess if she doesn't want us to listen or watch, we shouldn't.
Yeah.
All right, I'm a fake. I'm a phony. I didn't have any shits to offer. I can't do it. I won't do it.
I took the biggest shit you've ever seen.
Get him away from me. He's too powerful.
It lifted me right off the ground.
Did you all give two shits or just the one?
Just the one.
It lifted you off the ground?
That's right.
So much shit. It's almost like a family trait.
That was a colon blow if I ever saw one. It was on a pyramid of his own crap.
Here's the thing I'm concerned about. I was born of a conspiracy of birds and rain and fire and water and...
raptors.
Dinosaurs as birds.
Dinosaurs as birds.
You're Craptor's little brother. No wonder you can
shit
like
not.
That.
Craptor, how old are you?
Thousands of years old.
Definitely not related to Craptor.
That's what I always tell him, but I should be related to him. I'm sorry I lied. Strong Guy wanted me to shit. He wanted to do the comparison. He's a good man. He's on the side of light.
Oh.
And I couldn't produce it. And then I go back to my river pond and I tell lies and I dream of one day soaring down slopes that don't even exist on this island.
Well, there's nothing wrong with having dreams and goals.
But there's something wrong about lying about how much you want to take a big giant dump.
We're all just faking it until we make it.
Some of us just can't make it.
It's like Instagram, you know? People lie about things they think are just going to make them more impressive.
My grandma took years to make.
What?
An Instagram. Where do you get your grandmas so quickly?
That one made perfect sense to me.
So you can just put some sort of powder in water and you get an Instagram?
I don't know. Mine took years to make.
Just a regular gram.
I call her Grammy.
Hmm. I like that.
She came to me most when I sang.
Do you do it for the gram when you sing?
Yes, always. For my gram.
Can we hear a little song about your gram?
I have a gram, and I am a gram daughter in the water, with my nipples out blazing, it's so amazing, but I will never shit like a potter of plants for manure for the seedlings.
Wow.
It almost seemed like it wasn't going to end ever, but then, you know, we called it in the ring.
It all came together.
Yeah, you sound like shit. In a good way.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and know that Strong Guy, he may have a tooth in his brain, but, and the tooth hurts, but he's good. But I just wanted to say it one more time.
She said, we're going to find Strong Guy. We're going to form an alliance with him, and we're going to put in a good word for you.
Do you think anyone will draw me naked?
Anyone, like a listener?
Anyone who's on the other end of these ice cream scoops that we're yelling into.
Well, maybe, I don't know if you got a full description of what you look like, so maybe go into as much detail as possible and people might do that.
Slender, smooth, best nipples in the game, the hair that you've always wanted to draw, big eyes, but then, you know, just a hammy pile of shit beneath. Just a Thanksgiving scoop of poop.
I feel like listeners are going to be like, should I draw her? I think she wants
And I'm
me.
Telling them that yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, you
she
made
said,
explicit, yeah.
She said that you could.
She said, listeners, she said you could.
She
just,
said you could.
Just don't send it to me. So, she said, it's been a pleasure to meet you.
I feel like I've worked out a lot.
Yeah.
And I haven't even taken a dump, which is remarkable for me. Thank you.
Good on you, good on you.
Excuse me for one moment. Craptor, do you know that pelican?
Dad.
Yeah, the one. Damn it.
Did he just call you dad?
No, I think the pelican is his dad.
Yeah, I think he said the pelican was his dad.
Oh, what pelican?
I don't know. You gotta ask Craptor.
You know that pelican?
Craptor, what pelican?
I got nothing.
That guy's trash.
That's my friend.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. I guess we should keep heading towards the center of the island to find Strong Guy.
Oh, I'm not going to go with you. I'm going to swim to the bottom of the river pond and burrow into the sand and, well, close my eyes a while. Oh. I can breathe underwater, you know.
Oh. Thank God I said that. I was going to say.
Oh, it sounded dramatic, but no. It's just most cozy and comfy in the sand and the deep waters.
Yeah. Can I ask? I know you...
I breathe through my tits.
Like a turtle.
Yes, exactly like a turtle. Thank you for understanding.
Those are some heavy breaths. Some nice heavy breaths.
Look at how they inflate, and then they squirt water out. It's kind of fun.
Wow.
You know, I've come to the conclusion that Strong Guy Island is very weird.
Yeah, and I've come to the conclusion that we need to make shirts that say, I breathe through my tits.
We think Earth is very strange, from what we hear.
What have you heard?
Yeah. What have you... Ooh, dish.
We've heard that on Earth, there's very tall trees that are called buildings, and you're supposed to go up high in them, and even during storms.
Huh, is that true, Arnie?
Yeah, I mean, technically, yeah. I mean,
even
I don't know
during
the,
storms?
I don't know the storm part.
And sweet things that you just hold on a pole and lick with your tongue.
Is that true?
Are there pole sweets?
Yes. Like lollipops? I don't know. I don't know who I'd be asking.
Lollipop.
Lollipops.
Lollipops.
Artifact.
That's what you sound like.
That's what I said?
That's what you said.
That's what you
That's
said.
That's what he said.
You said.
Sador. You said Sador.
You said a door.
Use the door to get to the Who Man's cave.
What door?
That door over there.
Third base.
Oh, you said or what the fuck? She said just look at her tits.
How dare you?
She said, I know you said you're a villain, which I totally respect, but in the coming war with the Dark Lord, is there any chance that you would fight by our side to defeat the Dark Lord?
Well, sure. When you shit together, you get together.
Oh.
And I tried, at least with this guy.
Yeah. Oh, good. So that's not like the shitting equivalent of agreeing to something with your fingers crossed?
Now, let me tell you something. If the Dark Lord came and held my hand and taught me to shit as big as a man, we'd have a talking to do. Between you and the Dark Lord. And maybe it'll come down to that. Maybe it'll come down to you versus the Dark Lord and who has the bigger, stronger, bolder shit.
Holy
but until then, I'll be underwater breathing through my tits.
I feel like I just had a glimpse at the series finale.
Mm-hmm.
I glimpse the series finale every night. It's smack in the middle of my vision board. You've been listening to Hello from the Magic Tavern. That's right, younger audience. This sure wasn't the Kids Zone Noodle Town podcast Dad said you could find on his spare laptop, was it? Nope. Now, go ask him all the questions sparked by what you just heard. And remember his expression. Your inevitable therapist will ask. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Lots of Things was played by Adol Rafai. She Said was played by Sarah Shockey. Sarah appears on the podcast Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling every Friday on the MLW Radio Network. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Chris Rathjen. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard LeBan. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. And the Strong Guy Island variation recorded by Sage GC. So, Trisha, what do you think? Ready to come back to the Institute, maintain cosmic balance, and clean the Keurig thing when it's your turn?
Ugh, I'll think about it. But right now I gotta run and do notes with Covfefe 19. Our coach charges double after an hour.
Oh, could you pass along a friendly note to your improv team?
What is it?
It's still not too late to become a paralegal. You get your degree in 2 years and there's free office supplies for the rest of your...
Well, we're back on the road. I keep thinking this island can't get weirder, and I keep being wrong.
I'm curious if that was just S-word guy in a mask. How many times do we think we said shit there? I'd guess 168.
Yeah.
Listeners, take a second to listen through and count.
Yeah, let us know. Tweet at us. At Usador the Blue. Or
at Chunt with six T's.
Or at Ira Glass.
And use the hashtag... That's what she shit.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.